All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, how'd you like to see the Zac Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas this December? We got a contest for you. So easy to enter. Log on to the Odyssey app and listen to WQAM for 1 hour. For more chances, listen every day, and you might win. The winner receives round-trip airfare to Las Vegas, 2 tickets to see Zac Brown, and a 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. This is a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zac. That's Z-A-C. That's how he spells it. Odyssey.com/Zac. And a special thanks to the Messina Touring Group. So, I was really disappointed last night, and I was already maybe in a bad mood because of the Marlins, but I love Hard Knocks. I love Hard Knocks. It's one of my favorite shows. I adore it. The Buffalo Bills are this year's team, and I don't think I'm being a hater because, you know, I have no love for them. When I say that was the worst season premiere I have ever seen. I mean, you want to talk about a fluff piece. That was not Hard Knocks at all, my friends. What happened to the game I loved? What happened? That music hits, and it's supposed to mean something. And last night, ugh, let me tell you something, dude. It was a Josh Allen parade and not even anything interesting. I'm like, oh, cool. We're going to get anything good with this? It is Josh Allen, Josh Allen's beautiful eyes, Josh Allen throwing the football, Josh Allen signing autographs. That was it. It was so bad. No meetings. No personality, nothing. Those Buffalo Bills gave you an hour of bleh. God, Leroy, what is the point of Hard Knocks? If you're not going to show the Hard Knocks, what is the point of the show? We all know Josh Allen's awesome. This is it. This is Josh Allen, quarterback, Buffalo Bills. Really want to win a Super Bowl. Wow, Josh Allen wants to win a Super Bowl. Here's Josh Allen.
Why are you going to do the narrative?
That's because that's how it goes. And the fans believe in him. Go, Josh, go.
Oh, yeah. You already know they're going to have a piece about Marv Levy celebrating his 100th birthday.
Oh, dude. Yeah. They had Thurman Thomas yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't even do any meetings. No meetings. No coaches' meetings.
Maybe they didn't allow him to do it.
Well, you want to know something, dude? Then just cancel the product. If you're not gonna do Hard Knocks, then don't do Hard Knocks.
Wait. First of all, when this all started, nobody wanted to do it, and I'm talking about this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got the Bills.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So you know, if there was a team that agreed because it was slim pickings, then they were gonna have some rules.
Rules. You want to know something about rules? Here's what I'm tired of the NFL bitching about. All of them. And this doesn't just go for the Bills. This goes for the entire National Football League and what a greedy, selfish pig they've become. You guys expect fans to sit here and pay for 900 streaming channels. You got a piece of ESPN. That's how much money they got.
10%.
They announced they had a tenth of ESPN today. 10% of ESPN. That's how much money this league has. And you have the audacity, and may I say the audacity, as players and organizations to give me less access? You kidding me? If you're Roger Goodell, you go tell those softest Charmin coaches, oh, we don't want to show that coach competitive disadvantage. Shut up. Everybody's got a podcast. Everybody's putting themselves out there more. You want to know something? You want to know a real good reality TV show is Love Island, because they'll take away your sensories and they'll go night vision and they'll show you bonking in the bed. You want to know why? All in the case for a little bit more fame, access, and money. And so the NFL, which has never been richer, never been more popular, has never, ever protected itself to be more boring. You need to start showing me some scars, you rat bastards. I'm so sorry that one general manager sat out there like a jackass and decided Saquon Barkley wasn't good enough, but he should have been fired. And for some reason, you've taken away one of my favorite football shows, all in the replacement of something like quarterback, which also sucks because Joe Burrow, boring. Jared Goff, are you kidding me? And stop giving me Kirk Cousins. So now you got Josh Allen, the MVP, who's sitting here. I should be getting tears about how many times he's been raked through the coals by Patrick Mahomes. I should be sitting there. His ass in Rochester should have Patrick Mahomes on his mirror like Rocky and Drago having a newspaper clipping, and instead all I got is, yeah, I really just want to do it for the fans.
Give me the music.
Josh Allen really wants to do it for the fans. Are you kidding me? Vlad, it's supposed to signify the start of football. Okay, not the Hall of Fame game. The first episode of Hard Knocks. And I got 1 hour of nothing. Other than Deion Dawkins being a cool dad because he owns a drift racetrack, which I don't know if I'd put my kids in a drift race car at 6. But, you know, I'm not here to parent anybody else's kids.
Wait, you got Tommy putting people in rear naked chokes.
Fair point.
Wait. So
that's why I said I'm not here to parent anybody else's kids.
So rear naked choke is more dad appropriate to get your kid into than racing a little mini car?
It wasn't a mini car. He put his kid in a race car.
What's there to do in Buffalo?
Nothing. But they weren't even. Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, that's fair. The one thing we have learned is Buffalo is boring. If you guys wanted an update, man, that city sucks. Even though they were in Rochester. They're like, we still do it in the dorms. I was like, oh, cool. Great.
Woohoo.
Awesome. Sweet.
Hey, man. What is, like, you know what?
They ruined it.
Vlad, part of me is happy, right? Because I've never seen one episode of Hard Knocks. And
you haven't? It's fun, no. Bro.
But what, like at some point, and you know who you need to blame? That Giants GM.
Joe Shane. Yeah, no, it's his fault.
Because he was so good.
He put this out with the owner, right? Now, I would like to say, how many people would be on the national TV doing that with their owner, asking questions about his concerns, and still have their job?
It was terrible. It was so bad. It was like Sean McDermott out in the middle of why he was getting interviewed in the middle of an open field was confusing to me.
This is Buffalo.
And they're just like, Josh Allen really wants it. Josh Allen really wants it. And then it's just like 900 scenes of Buffalo Bills fans trying to get Josh Allen's autograph.
Right. In all fairness, they do that a lot. And that's the first episode. It's always about the superstar. They did that with Aaron, with the Jets. They did that with Aaron. That first episode was like, it was like a love fest to Aaron Rodgers.
Look, and I know Aaron Rodgers is an attention whore.
Right.
But he is more interesting than Josh Allen. Like, wow. He is.
I'm just saying.
He is.
No, listen, I get what you're saying.
What he's telling you is, don't get caught up by the first episode. They do it in every town. They celebrate the star. And
Cowboys, like, they did Romo. It was all about Romo. Yeah, they do that. It's always about
But they have Jerry. And Jerry's always going to make captivating television.
Okay. Now, you're right on that. Buffalo only has one star. And that is Josh. While other teams may have other multiple characters, you know?
I would say relax. Give it another episode there, big fella. I can't understand how. See, this is what happens when you get too excited about something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So excited to have Hard Knocks back. that you forgot that the first episode is, as Vlad say, a fluff piece.
Nah, it's not like this. This was different. They barely showed meetings. It's supposed to be like, hey, let's get into meetings. Nah, nothing.
Why you like in the meetings?
Episode
part of
one, like,
can yeah, we, dude.
But Toby, they don't get the warm up.
Tobin, it's four more episodes after that. They can't just like waste everything with the first episode.
Is it only five episodes?
I think it's like five episodes. Yeah, didn't even like didn't meet any undrafted rookies trying to make their way. That's what Hard Knocks was built on. Todd Heap.
No, but don't you need to meet the star first?
If the star's giving me anything, it gives me nothing.
What star does?
More than Josh Allen, dude. He has nothing. That dude with behind those beautiful doughy brown eyes, he's got nothing up there.
You have to understand, he's in a different type of relationship now. He's in a Hollywood marriage.
Oh, so gave us nothing.
Not only does the sports media are looking at him, so is the entertainment media. So he can't slip up.
It's just disappointing. Disappointing. It ruined football.
Wow, so football is ruined, just
yeah,
like that.
Just, you know, like I
wow,
should.
Wait.
They ruined
how
football.
Does an hour of a show ruin football for you? Too much.
Josh, give me your autograph. After practice, that's it. That's all I got. Not one mention of James Cook, by the way. Where's that?
Because, come on, dude, you reality show connoisseur, don't you need episodes? Don't you need context for the following week so that people are watching?
Where's a tease for it, Vlad? Where's the GM, Brandon Bean, going like, what are we going to do with James?
They didn't do that for next episode, next time on Hard
Knocks.
I don't
think so. Maybe I was so angry I didn't
even
stick around.
You might have been so angry, but yeah, because like he's holding in now. When the first episodes, he was in. So there's nothing to talk about. Now he's holding in. Listen, Leroy, you didn't watch it, but when Rex was the coach of the Jets, his second season, the big topic was, are the Jets going to sign Darrell Revis?
Oh, what a great season. Was a season.
It was all the talk. Rex is, you know, entertaining. Sanchez was the good-looking quarterback. There was things to talk about.
Jason Taylor went to the Jets.
Jason Taylor, LaDainian Thomas. There was things to talk about the Jets that time. But you know what was the number one topic? Will Darrell Revis sign? You know what they waited us? They waited till the final episode, having Darrell Revis and Mike Tannenbaum having a meeting in some diner in Jersey for the contract to be signed. That was captivating television. This guy cannot wait. Just allow it. Let's let it marinate. Let it cook.
I'm big on premieres, Vlad. If you can't come out of the box with your premiere.
Here's the problem, Vlad. He sold it so much that now he has to defend the first episode fluff piece.
Nope. That's not what I do.
Or now he has a problem with it because, like, yeah, he was, like, way too excited for it.
Mind you now. I do agree with them. It was bad yesterday. But it's because of the quarterback. If this was Miami Dolphins and it was a fluff piece about Tua, he would have thought it was the greatest beginning episode of
Tua Miami. Had good people. But Tua, they had him meeting with Uncle Dan. You know, like they had really good interviews.
That was in the season. So the season had started already.
It was. But I feel like Tua would have still be. I think Tua's like worlds more interesting than Josh Allen. He may not be a better quarterback. But there's more there. Josh Allen, I genuinely think he is just a thoroughbred, made to throw and run, and upstairs, handsome in hamster wheels. That's it. I don't think there's anything there.
You think he's a jock? He's the epitome of a jock?
Yes. Yes.
Dude, what?
Is that wrong?
Wait. Yes.
I'm sorry.
That man could be smart. Wow. He could have a
no. I don't think so, dude.
When I think of what you said there, I think more along the lines of like a Ryan Leaf.
I think Haley Steinfeld walks around the kitchen, just pinches his cheeks, and be like, "You're adorbs. Go throw that pigskin, honey. That's it."
Yeah.
You think they're talking about foreign policy? Listen, he still kicks the Dolphins' ass. I know I'm going to sound like a hater.
Hey, too much. You've watched an hour of a show, and you're already over.
There was at one point in Hard Knocks yesterday where they were taking him on a tour. It was him and the owner. They took Josh Allen to a tour to the new arena, the new stadium, and Josh Allen's like, the sauna's going to be over there. It's going to be hot. And he's like, Yeah, it's going to be hot, Josh. It's a sauna.
When is their new stadium done this year or next year?
I don't know. I think it's done next year. It looks like it'll be done
Come
next
on,
year.
Come on, Toby. Don't do that.
That's what he did, dude, Vlad. What's going over there?
Aren't they building a dome?
No.
No.
Or is it Cleveland? Cleveland was going to build the dome.
Cleveland's going dome. Nope. They're sticking they're sticking with the no dome like a bunch of dummies.
Yeah. What is it? Yeah. They're building a stadium.
They love Toby, being... What?
One of the things that always gets me with you is how extreme you go with... a take that if you actually paid attention to the show, you would have known that this is how they do it.
No, see, Leroy, that's where you're wrong. This is look. I will never ever claim that I have more football expertise than you.
The setup of the show may have always been the same.
It's not.
But the people have been more interesting.
Yes. And that's the thing, is you gave me an hour of uninteresting. Just move off of Josh Allen. Give me 15 minutes of him being awesome. Stop trying to make Josh Allen a thing. We know what he is. He's awesome. Find me some other personalities on the team, whether it's an intangibles tight end or a disgusting guard. I don't care. But you got to find me somebody else because this guy's giving me nothing. And you may be a better football expert than I will never deny that. But I watch a lot of reality TV, my friend.
I know.
And I'm telling you right now, they need themselves a Hoda. They need themselves a Hoda.
I just think that in these environments, you're asking a guy to be something he probably never was, and that's not fair.
Well, I'm not blaming
entertainment.
I'm blaming the producers. I'm not blaming Josh Allen. If Josh Allen is just a handsome face and hamster wheels up there, then that's it. I don't know what to tell you.
Why you call him handsome? Handsome and hamster wheel.
Very handsome face, but I just thinking up there.
You think he's dumber than Ross?
So he's basically calling Josh Allen Ryan Leaf.
I don't know. I don't want to.
Oh, he's better than Ryan Leaf.
I don't want to take a shot at Ryan Leaf. It seemed like
not taking a shot at Ryan Leaf, but that's he had all the physical attributes as a quarterback, but upstairs he may not have been ready.
Dade South says, did the coach mention 9/11? Yeah, let's talk about an episode about that. Can we have that episode where Sean McDermott he's like, let me talk about the Bin Laden thing.
Really? Just out of the blue?
Oh, he just mentioned that out of the blue?
No, just like, let's get to it.
Oh, okay.
Something. These Bills fans really want it. Yeah, we know.
I mean, do you think of Sean McDermott as having an incredible personality?
No.
Not anymore.
I think his body should have been cooked already. His body should have been for the streets. How many times are you going to lose?
Here, this argument will always drive me crazy, right? If you're going to give credit to Kansas City being a dynasty, does that mean you fire and change all the coaches who can't beat Patrick Mahomes?
If I'm losing by 10 or 12 or like...
They're not.
Exactly. So what is it then? Because I can't continue as a fan.
Is Kansas City just better?
You need to figure it out.
So you say no. No, Buffalo should have won.
At least, in those four games that they've lost, they should have at least won one.
Then why, if that's the case, then that means we should be giving Kansas City more credit.
I give Kansas City credit, but when you've been labeled, when you're favored, when you have the expectations of being a team to upend them, that's the thing. We've all said, Buffalo has a better team than Kansas City. They're in it all the time. And they don't figure it out. You had 13 seconds to stop that man from two plays.
Yeah.
Two plays. Seconds.
My only thing with him is.
I get all of that you're saying. But are you? It's hard for me to make household changes when you just can't beat one team.
But maybe the other person can beat that one team.
Somebody's got the secret
sauce. Are you willing to risk? Are you willing to risk not being as good?
I'm willing to risk not being that good when a change has to happen. If I'm doing the same thing for over the last 4 years.
I still don't understand. Why does a change have to happen? You're a really good football team.
Okay, but I'm not winning. I'm a really good football team.
You're not winning the championship.
And that's what I'm playing for. If I'm getting close to the championship and I can't get over this one person, who's at fault here? It's not my quarterback.
You're just a really good team.
Somebody's got to take a fall.
We got to take a break here on the show.
Wow. All right.
Back after this.